Jews Want to Destroy the Internet and a Glimpse in Our Future by High Priest Hooded Cobra, Thursday, September 1st, 2016. As it has been written by High Priest Majson before, and all the clergy, the enemy wants to destroy the Internet, and this battle they are not willing to let up. They want to turn the Internet into a 1984 Orwellian Jewish shithole, from where they can imprison, censor, threaten, destroy, invade privacy, and of course destroy www, which is the World Wide Web 666, and turn it into a Jewish toilet, where only the tolerant, intolerant extremists, such as obnoxious SJWs, cutthroat feminists, immigrant-slay state destroyers, Allahu Akbars, and all other entities that are protected and created by the Jews will thrive. Sort of like the North Korea of the Jews online, and have the podium to speak or express their socially poisonous opinions. Question not what happens, as this is their Jewish master trying to stack the deck for their chosen servants, so that their socially bizarre insanity will conquer civilization and drive it into the ruins, so the Jews can rule the ruins, that is, the chosen excrement of the planet. There is a good side in this, and a bad side. Starting from the bad news, this shows the enemy will keep on their advances, and they will attempt to push this to the end. The good news is that on one part they can't, as this is the backbone of their earnings and power. This pushes their further exposure, which will work in a boomerang effect, and this also shows they have went to more brutal methods in fear of the Jewish wannabe empire collapsing. The good outweighs the bad, but if people sleep on this, we will lose this. People are largely non-genius intelligent, but the majority is not retarded either. The Jew considers all humans baseline excrement and totally stupid. We live in an age that individual freedoms are becoming more and more fake, plastic, and plasmatic, and the enemy wants to turn this into a modernized Middle Ages. Individual power also increases, and people can have knowledge and have their voice more easily heard, and the list goes on. This is why we have a Muslim invasion, as these people are used to having no freedoms, are totally servile, obedient, and idiots, and like Christians, they believe Allah is a supernal supervisor. Rabbis and all the people of the enemy say the same gibberish, except this, for this is the plan of God. Also, these people will find, as monkeys suddenly owning a gun, with increased powers over here in the West. Add one and one together, and you will see where this is going for the 99.5% of these people. As I have related prior to this, in all my work these years, to the point it has grown tiring, but I will never tire to repeat, there is no God they have, and the alien extraterrestrials place themselves in the position of God, since there are no other gods, superior wills, to counter their own. In short, humanity is non-existent unless people wake up. If humanity does wake up, we have a bright future ahead of us. If not, we will be doomed. This will not come as an axe from the heavens, but it will be very fast and will start gradually, only increasing in power and potency as the enemy gets their way. As the gradual beginning of this, we must strike back and be forceful, so that the enemy will understand that there will be no conversation over the rights and freedoms we have earned with tons of blood. This is the only time in recent history that the average human being does possess some freedom. I don't want to play the doomsday prophet, but the planets in themselves are speaking. In around 2024, Pluto will enter Aquarius. Now here is the prospect of a double cutting blade. With the rise of technology, there will be strange, maybe even life-altering changes. One can parallel these to electricity, or the cell phone, or computers. These things revolutionized our lives forever. They have their benefits and their pitfalls. There are many known or less known pitfalls, but all of this was introductory to gradually get people accustomed into this idea behind nefarious and privacy-stealing technology. Overall, because there was not much power involved, these technologies turned out largely fine. However this will turn out will largely depend on which side has power over these events that will unfold for humanity, us or the enemy. The chances are great that it will be us, if everyone here relentlessly does whatever they can in all possible ways and above all spiritually. However, the enemy will have really bad things in store for humanity. We have successfully foiled many of their operations to induce wars, bind the internet, etc. Except the Jews and a lot of individuals who are aware, the broad masses are on the understanding level of a monkey. The enemy is not really afraid of broad, senseless masses of people. They believe they have mastered them. They are rather afraid of people who are awake and wake others up. These are the only threats around. This is why they buy all the carrots the Jews wave in front of their heads. The enemy mass forces bastardization more than ever now, so that the humanity they will present these things to will be a completely worn out, dependent, and subverted humanity, without the ability for revolting or fixing anything. This is not because suddenly the Jews are caring for your homosexual needs, the rights of women, lesbians having children, or drug users finding homage in the world, or New Age spirituality for the spiritually depleted for centuries upon centuries goyim. It's not like the Yiddish desert wandering race just suddenly giving a damn about the third world countries or the black people, who the kikes brought as slaves to America anyway and owned them all as cattle, or the Middle Easterner persecuted people. After all, it's their Israel that destroyed this religion in here. Oy vey, yes, they are all very interested for us all. The Jews, they are the race and the beings that destroyed and decimated these people in all ways. There is not one thing on earth that has not somehow suffered from their presence or due to what they created indirectly. From the atomic bomb, to the black slave trade, to the AIDS virus, to mass poverty, one drags the end of the web and they find them and their servants. Now, historical ignorance makes it possible that idiots think these are here to protect them or care for them. However, these people never changed, and they use everyone else to their advantage. Rather, they put the death lid above everyone's head while using them, is the aim and motto. After all, as rabbis stated, humanity is nothing but cattle. One day you need the donkey to ride, the other day you need the goat for milk, the other day the cow for milking. Whatever goes. Who, how, or why the Jews will use for their ends is of no interest to them. Once upon a time, they were sicked onto this team. Now they will sick on another. In this way, fooling them will be no harder than fooling a monkey or a dog with a thrown bone. You cannot lose this war against yourself or even your own pitfalls and weaknesses. It's imperative for the whole of humanity and for the future that is coming to find each and every one of you spiritually advanced, prepared, educated, knowledgeable, strong, and powerful in all possible ways, irrespective of your age, race, group, or anything else. You are incredibly useful. Each and every warrior of Satan is. This is an obligation, and you must never steer away from it. Remember that even for the most selfish here, or the not so selfish, that this is not only an individual nor a purely humanitarian cause. It is both, as we are both interconnected whether we like it or not. We have no other choice. Humanity will literally have to flip a coin. What our job to do is that to make sure that when this coin is flipped, the occult and invisible strings placed by us will make sure that the odds will fall on the positive for humanity. Our occult means reverse Torah rituals and powers can enforce it and drive away the enemy's negative influences, whose first preaching, after all, is humanity is cattle. Humanity is not cattle, but it must also prove itself not cattle worthy, something which requires all the aware elements in humanity to fight, that being all of you here.